It's 20 months since the Federal Aviation Administration grounded the 737 MAX worldwide. The head of the FAA, Stephen Dixon, said he would be 100% comfortable with his family flying on board one of the planes. Other regulators around the world are now expected to follow the FAA's decision and allow MAX flights to resume. Since March 2019, Boeing has worked on software design and training, things that were all listed as contributing to the crashes. However, at a news conference, relatives of victims of the Ethiopian crash said it was too early to greenlight the planes, one widow saying aviation should not be a trial and error process. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.